Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. So often people hear me talk about my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair. Stan has been either promoted or demoted, is the way I look at it, from friend to family. That happened a long time ago, but Stan is just a marvelous, marvelous person. But we're not actually here to talk about the incredible work he does on cars for everybody at Certified Auto Repair. No, I wanted to bring Stan in because right around Christmas time, he launched, I'm going to call it a campaign, just an effort to help some folks in our community. And by gosh, I just think everybody needs to know about it because I'd like to help Stan grow this a little bit more. First of all, Stan, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the time.
All right. Now, let's go back in time to, what was it, around November? You posted on your website, you posted on Facebook, you reached out to me and said, hey, we want to get some folks who need car repairs, but they can't quite get it done, right?
Yes. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about that.
So my wife, Megan, and I, of 18 years, I'm just beyond blessed to have her, but it was our idea to just try to give back to the community. We've been blessed so much that it's just in our heart. One of the main reasons you won't see me up front a lot is because I just probably give everything away. It's just, but we were just thinking, and we've done this for a few years, but it's never gone to this extent as far as how many people we were trying to reach. We basically just put it out there on social media and on our website, as you said. And what we wanted to do was just like we would promote any part of our business. We wanted people who needed help in the Richmond area to feel free to nominate others, even themselves in some cases, if they were in a bind and there was any way we could help them.
So let's talk about some of the response. I'm part of this. You got 35 plus different responses from people talking about friends, talking about family members. And I want to be very clear. These were folks who were in a situation where they needed their car to get their kids to school, to get to a job, to take their kids to some after school activities or be able to go to their church on Sunday. And they just weren't financially in a situation to get the repairs done. Is that correct?
That's right on, Jeff. And just some of these people, you know, and I mentioned this to you in passing earlier, some of these people are, we struggle sometimes to be able to figure out what we're going to eat for lunch some days.
Yeah.
And some of these people are going through things that, you know, while all of us go through things in life, some of these people are going through just some things that are very hard to get through by yourself. And so when you read some of the nominations and some of the things they're doing, you really can get into it. There were over 35.
Wow.
And we're really hoping to get all of them done. I looked at Megan and we looked over to 35 and I said, you know, baby, we've got to do all of them. And she just laughed, and she wasn't laughing in a way that was such that she wouldn't want to. It was just,
right.
It's obviously it's a tremendous amount of money when everything's said and done. When you look at 35 different vehicles with
right.
anything from differentials to in some cases as simple as a brake light, but it can be expensive.
Absolutely. Stan Andruski is joining us. Stan is just a dear friend and has been for an awfully long time. Owns and operates Certified Auto Repair here in the West End, 8401 Oakview Avenue, to be exact. And right around Christmas time, he and his lovely bride Megan said, "We have been blessed. We have received so much. We need to give back to the community." And they said, "We would like to help people, families, really, a lot of moms, I think, in particular, who just." They needed some sort of repair for their car to keep that family together and functioning the way a family. And so you get these 35 and you pick a couple out. Now, I know you brought a couple of the stories with you. If you don't mind, I don't know that we need to use anyone's name, but just tell us the story about a couple of the folks who have been rewarded by you, really.
Well, I'd say honestly, it's by God. We've been blessed, and I don't have any problem, you know, letting people know where that blessing comes from. But I'll just read one. Yeah. I'll read several. One is she does a lot of work in Gilpin Court. She needs the Chevy Suburban to help take people to work, doctor's appointment, social services, the food bank, Caritas, and to receive Christmas help in many other places. She does it for free, no charge, without the truck. She can't take as many people as needed because obviously it's broken down.
Right.
Now, just on that particular lady, she actually shared this on her page while her car was disabled, sitting there for several months, not being able to use it for others in case they might need it. And that just gives you some kind of general idea of how her heart is and what's on her heart.
Wait a minute. So this woman who was nominated because she does all of this stuff and her car was broken down, she saw what you were doing at Certified Auto Repair. She actually posted that on her page, her social media, so that other people could get the repairs for their vehicles.
Yeah, it's crazy, Jeff. It really was. And just to see that on our end, we were already liking the story and trying to see if it was what we were supposed to be doing. You know,
yeah.
This is something that we're called to do, we feel like. And it was insanity, really, to think about it. It drove us crazy to think that this lady doesn't care that her car isn't moving. She's steady helping people, and now here she is trying to help people instead of herself again.
Wow. So her car got fixed, the Chevy Suburban?
Yep, it's ready to go. Good thing, too, the wheel is about to fall off. It needed basically a complete front end.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't ready for inspection. We took care of that. Some wheel studs that were a safety issue, and it was right around $1,800 worth of work, just to give you an idea of what some of these repairs can cost.
All right, so you got that fixed. Now, I know you brought some others, or let's do, if we can, I think we have time. Can you share another story?
Yeah, this is another one that we really want to help. This was one that we chose early on, but weren't sure if we'd be able to. She has three minor children, one with severe health issues. Mm. I believe that child's about right around 1 year old right now.
Okay.
She is constantly on the road, needs reliable transportation. They're afraid that her car failing to take off will result in her being rear-ended one day or, you know, hurt in some type of accident, the kids as well.
Ugh.
She works a full-time and a part-time job, but there never seems to be enough time to cover all of the expenses, particularly with the added cost of caring for her child.
Yeah.
And her child, we learned recently, is going to need a heart transplant top of the health situations that they've had, and that's, you can imagine what she's going through.
Wow. It's one of those situations, Stan, where, again, I know you on a personal basis, and I know what a marvelous person you are, what an upstanding man and member of this community you are. And I know you would love to help every single one of these folks who has reached out. And as you said to Megan, hey, this is what we've been called to do. We've been blessed ourselves. And I know that you and Megan, the entire Andruski family, very, very active members of the Heights Church. I've had the occasion to meet your pastor, Pastor Josh. Met him, if memory serves, I think it was Adam Lee, who was retiring as the special agent in charge of the Richmond field office for the FBI, also a member of the Heights Church. Pastor Josh was up at his retirement in Ashland a while ago. Pastor Josh is a cool guy. I like him.
Oh, we love him. I'm going to tell you, Richmond might not be ready for the way he dreams, but we're going to live some of those dreams. You know, he's meant so much to our life, just particularly in a 5-year-old church. We're getting ready to celebrate, or they are, their 5-year church. I'm 5-year anniversary. I'm members with them. And any guy that comes in and says that that his existence and our existence in life is to lead people to experience a God
mm-hmm.
who can change your life no matter where you come from. Jeff, that's no matter where you come from, your background, even your affiliation,
yeah.
We want you to belong there like it's your home. We want you to be able to feel at home there and help other people in Richmond. And he's passionate about it. You know,
yeah.
When he heard about this, he just said, you know what? We're in. We want to help as much as we can. And we want to get some of these families' cars taken care of. They help financially.
Right.
And they're going to continue to try to do so.
So our next step here, Stan, as I see it, is to obviously help as many people as possible. But we have to figure out, again, I say we, you have to figure out.
Yeah.
This is your mission.
Right.
I just want people to know about it. But you have to figure out how we can get some help from the community, right? Because, again, you're personally and the business giving so much to make these repairs, but there's still expenses, there's costs, there's the rest of it. Pastor Josh and the Heights Church making a pretty sizable donation to help with this project. And I don't know, do you have a vision? Is this something you want to do throughout the year? Do you want to limit it to the Christmas season, or have you not even gotten into that yet?
Well, you know, initially it was one of those things where we like to give. Now,
yeah,
a lot of people like, oh, well, that your heart's just forgiving. Well, it becomes contagious and it becomes addicting when you give to somebody and you start seeing the changes in their lives. So to me, I'm good all year long. However, yeah. Logistically and being able to be able to actually help these families, we feel like if we could do it maybe during a holiday season,
yeah,
where a lot of these people are really struggling the most. And that's when we get the most nominations. We do help people through the year as much as we can. Before we knew we were having any help, like I said, we haven't completely committed, but I started just telling these people to come in. We've done 8 or 9 cars already, and
wow.
And we're just going on faith that it's going to continue to go this way. So, you know, the holidays would be a great time to do it if we can. This is when people seem to need it the most, and we want to just help them. And as I said, Jeff, when you start giving, that's when you're not only helping them, but you're helping yourself. There's a gift in giving that I just can't even get into. I can't even tell you how much giving has helped in our life. It's just something that changes you as well as helping others.
Wow. Well, listen, I want folks to reach out. Now, there are a couple of ways. If you do want to get some more information on this, maybe you're an attorney who specializes in setting up charitable organizations. You can call Stan Andruska over at Certified Auto Repair, 804-553-9777, 804-553-9777. If you're somebody who has been involved in helping the community and you're thinking, wait a minute, this is a brilliant idea, I want to somehow help Stan to help others, again, why don't you reach out via Certified Auto Repair at 804-553-9777. If you're in the West End, you can always drop by. Some days you'll actually see me there. Although, I don't know, Stan, this guy Gary seems to have my spot now doing all the advising.
Gary loves you. He's a fan. You'll be fine.
8401 Oakview Avenue in Henrico. You can drop in and say hello. And what about the website and the Facebook pages, Stan? Do you want to give those out as well?
Yeah, well, the website is www.certifiedautorva.com, and obviously the Facebook link is there. You can also go on Facebook and just search Certified Auto Repair Rich very easily, Jeff.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Stan, I love what you're doing, and I'm hoping this is simply the beginning of a wonderful opportunity for you and Megan and the whole crew at Certified Auto Repair to give back even more to our community. And you know, in addition to being impressed by this, as you know, I love you. And
I love you too, buddy.
I appreciate you coming in. That is my dear friend, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair. What an amazing opportunity he has seized. He feels called to do it and help out members of our community. And by God, we're going to help him to help those community members as well. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.